WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station school board members plan to have at least between 1 to 3 more workshop discussions regarding new high school boundaries. During a 2-hour discussion last night, all 7 members said they had trouble with moving students who could walk or bike to school. In Carol Barrett's words,
deep down inside, that's the number one thing I've concluded in all my thinking and staying up at night, that I struggle to move those walkers and riders. So then if we have that, then where does that now lead us?
There was no discussion expanding grandfathering to this year's 8th graders. The board was given 2 more maps last night. Those are on the district's website at csisd.org. School Board President Jeff Harris is Scott's guest later this morning on the show. For the next month, public school students, parents, and educators are tied up with the statewide STAR tests. Bryan School Board President Mark McCall says, quoting, "It's a reality of measurement that's something we have to get through."
It's a challenge in that we keep getting mixed signals of what counts, what doesn't count for the school rating. And I can tell you as a board, we've said a number of times in open session, we're going to do what's right for the kid.
McCall says what's right for the student may not necessarily be reflected in state ratings of Bryan ISD campuses. McCall, speaking on our show, says state officials last Friday decided students could test out if they meet the state's minimal MET expectation standard. More than $1 million of new lighting at College Station softball and soccer fields is planned for later this year. The city council at its last meeting approved a contract for LED lights at Central Park softball fields and Brian Bachman Park soccer fields. According to background information from Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz, current systems that are costly to maintain will be replaced with better lighting that also reduces maintenance and electrical costs. When the switch takes place is still under study due to the logistics that are necessary to work around when the fields are being used. No one was injured in a College Station apartment fire yesterday that affected 16 units and displaced 16 people. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. College Station firefighters were assisted by crews from Bryan at the fire to a 2-story building at Campus Crossing Apartments on Merriam Pugh. And 2 members of the Texas A&M system are cutting ties with a Chinese organization that could pose a threat to U.S. security. The Texas State Network reports the flagship campus and Prairie View A&M announcing the end of relationships with the Confucius Institute. That's after 2 Texas congressmen warned the organization could be used by the Beijing government to gather intelligence. UT Austin expelled the group last January. Still considering the request from Congressmen Michael McCaul and Henry Cuellar are UT San Antonio, UT Dallas, Texas Southern, and the Houston Public School District. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. Text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Has the recent hailstorm left you with the job of getting roof quotes and trying to compare apples to apples? The problem is, other than price, quotes only show you which products they say they are using. It doesn't show the workers doing the installation, the experience level of those workers, or any quality control system the company may have to ensure you get a good roof installed. Call Schulte Roofing today, and we'll show you what to be asking for, beyond just the products.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22nd. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Hey, good morning. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Clouds are gone and sunshine's in the forecast for today. That's a welcome change. Temperatures will make their way up to about 70 to 75 today. Overnight, we're clear. We'll cool off to about 50 to 55. Tomorrow, we're under the influences of high pressure yet again. Sunny, breezy, and warmer. Highs close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, breezy, 60 to 65. Thursday, partial sun, breezy, maybe a shower in the afternoon, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the hardball edition of the Lone Star Showdown is set for tonight at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park as Texas A&M welcomes Texas to town. Coach Rob Childress on the rivalry.
This time of year, to me, it's a really good time to be playing this game. You spend so much emotion on the weekends in the Big 12 or the SEC that a lot of times you got to do an awful great job to get your teams ready to play on Tuesday night, and tomorrow should be no problem for either program.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up as we're previewing that big matchup tonight. Also, we'll be talking plenty of MLB. The Astros continue to win. The Rangers continue to lose. All that more coming up in sports.
So, but what are we going to do? The pigskin edition.
I mean, pigskin. I actually asked Rob Childress about that,
He
was mum on the subject.
Really?
Well, I didn't ask him specifically about football. I asked if he had any opinions on, any other sports, maybe bringing the rivalry back, and he said,
nope.
No.
Okay.
With a smile.
There you are. So, well, again.
And then he claimed I tried to get him. I said, I didn't try to get you, Coach.
No. If you wanted to answer the question, that'd be
okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd go throw it out there.
Yep. So no matter what the size of the city, generally there are a lot of police vehicles that say protect and serve, right?
I mean, right.
That's what they do. They protect us, sometimes from ourselves, but they serve us also. I don't know that they signed up for this. From Claremont, Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Yeah, that's all you had to say was Florida.
That's right. A Florida woman who was in a hurry to, quote, go pee-pee, end quote.
Oh, yeah.
Was arrested after allegedly getting out of her car and cursing at the police officer who made the traffic stop. 55-year-old somebody's first name, I don't know, her last name is Lee.
Okay.
Was driving her vehicle at about 1 in the morning. Again, not many good things happen between 1 and 6 in the morning, but here she was. 1 o'clock in the morning, and according to the arrest affidavit, the Claremont police officer noticed that she did not come to a complete stop at the four-way stop sign.
No, she had to go pee-pee, Scott.
That's right, doing the rolling stop there, and that is how most people drive in Florida.
Sure.
But technically, it's against the law to simply tap the old brakes and coast through
the stop sign.
The police officer pulled her over. Found that her vehicle registration had expired.
Ooh.
Told the officer that she, quote, had to go
pee-pee,
end quote.
It's an emergency.
That's right. Was on her way home from work, but she did at least slow down instead of coming to the complete stop.
Sure.
Citation was written for the expired tag. And that's when she became, quote, very upset.
Ooh.
And she said that the police officer was wrong. Learning that the citation was $166, she became very irate. She repeatedly used a word that we can't even begin to think about using here on the radio.
Okay.
With the second word being you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She said, quote, I work hard and I pay a lot of taxes.
Sure, you still have to pay to get your vehicle inspected.
Did she come at him with, I pay your salary?
Yeah, at one point, she took off her seatbelt and turned to yell at the officer. The officer simply handed her the citation and told her to drive safely. The officer went back to the patrol car to sit down. That's when she storms out of the vehicle.
Nice.
And that was a pivotal moment in her becoming the Florida woman that she is, by catching that charge, while the police were sitting in their patrol vehicle, she ran up, to the open driver's door and began screaming again. She ignored the verbal commands to return to her vehicle. It was then that she was arrested for continuing to scream, "Don't you know who pays your taxes?"
So I guess she didn't have to go to the bathroom anymore, right?
Well, you know.
Suddenly, everything, that bladder right. is no longer full.
Oh.
It's just filled with hate.
I guess, I'm not sure. Anyway, she was charged with resisting arrest without violence against an officer.
Info?
Nation.
Got a chance to spend 12 hours in a beautiful Florida jail before she was released.
It gets very humid in Florida, Scott. I'm just saying that air conditioning might be nice.
That's true. Hopefully they had facilities inside the cell. We just never hear how that happened to work itself out. But anyway, don't say to a cop, "I pay your salary." It's not a good thing.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's Golfer's Day. Golfer's Day. Pretty good day to celebrate that.
Sure.
Don't know that you might not need to ask permission if you work for somebody to go celebrate that. It's equal pay day.
Right. Hey, there we go.
Hey, all right, there you go. It's actually had a story about that. Amazing the number of men who make more money than women in the fashion industry.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning. It's National Siblings Day. If you got one, there you go.
All no.
Someday, or several. There's some
you
who have several.
So sad. Yeah. Zach.
I never had anybody to play with growing up.
Oh, really?
We didn't live in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah.
And
nobody wanted to come down to your house and play.
Nobody wanted to come play.
Yeah. It's Safety Pin Day. That's probably a pretty good thing.
Yep.
You don't use them nearly as much as you used
to. I don't feel like they're very safe. They kind of,
More like danger
pins. They're more like the pokey
pins.
They could, they could be a pokey pin. That's true. It's but it can quite often be your saving grace if you have some sort of a wardrobe situation. You know, keep that thing shut, whatever it needs to be, or keep it together or whatever. It's Farm Animal Day. Yum. Tasty. And it's, it is not. It's Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Why would
no. Well, hey.
Sometimes they help you out.
Yeah, you got to be kind to them whenever they can help you
That's
out.
That's true. Let's do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Daisy Ridley is turning 26. She plays Rey on the Star Wars movies.
Sure.
I'm a fan. Apparently, she's not a fan of social media.
Oh, okay.
So, she's 26 years old. She's a millennial and doesn't care about social media.
Good for her.
All right.
Country singer Maren Morris is turning 28.
That's right.
That's not
what
her.
Was that?
Hold on. Here
all
we go. Pretty good.
She is on the rise, y'all.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh.
Watch out for
her. She's all over the radio. And she's from Dallas, Arlington, I think. Yep.
All right. There you are.
So that would be Maren Morris right there. Not the previous thing that I played.
Yeah.
That is
Maren
Morris.
Way to go, Maren.
So she's turning 28 today. Alex Pennifer is turning 28. Adam, the inexperienced guy on Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah.
He's also number four in the sci-fi flick I Am Number Four.
Well, there.
Yeah. Haley Joel Osment is turning 30 today. Wow. He sees dead people.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's been in some cameos in different movies since then.
He'd probably like to have something a little more than a cameo.
I would think so. Yeah. But he's not really a leading man anymore.
Actor,
but he's turning 30.
All right.
Mandy Moore is turning 34 today. A Walk to Remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, such a beautiful.
Or This Is Us.
Or A Walk to Remember.
I mean, yeah, that's where she started. But right now, she's another one that is just all over the place with This Is Us.
Does she die in This Is Us, too?
Oh, my gosh.
She dies in A Walk to Remember.
Just keep going.
It's really sad. Kyler Lee is turning 36. She plays Dr. Lexi Gray on Grey's Anatomy.
Sure. Okay.
It's also Alex Danvers, Kara's sister, on Supergirl.
Okay.
Charlie Hunnam is turning 38. He's Jax on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of a leading man nowadays. He's been quite a bit of stuff. David Harbour turning 43. He's Jim Hopper on Stranger Things.
Right.
He's also going to be in next year's Hellboy remake.
Yeah.
Orlando Jones turning 50. Mr. Nancy on American Gods, which I haven't watched that show.
That's a very strange show.
Yeah, that's kind of why I stayed away from it. Frank Irving on Sleepy Hollow. Of course, he was on Mad TV as well. Mm-hmm. Brian Setzer is turning 59. Stray Cats.
Yeah.
Stray Cat.
There we go.
That is Stray Cats.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Maren Morris.
Yeah. Brian Setzer Orchestra. He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Peter McNichol is turning 64.
Yeah,
he's John Cage on Ally McBeal, Janos Poha in Ghostbusters 2.
Mm-hmm.
John Madden is turning 82 today.
Wow.
So he's turning 82. Frank Caliendo, that's kind of how he made his bread and butter.
He
was doing John Madden.
You're right.
And not much else. Liz Sheridan is turning 89. She plays Jerry's mom on Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
Turning 89 today.
Okay.
And Max von Sydow is turning 89 as well. You know, he's still acting. He's in soap opera with Swords.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays a third-eyed raven. He died last season. Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, a lot of those this morning.
So, anyways, Max von Sydow.
What do you mean a third-eyed raven? I don't know what that means.
He's like a... I don't know what you call it.
He's a seer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not really a raven. He really doesn't have a third eye.
Right,
but it's kind of like
he
could see in the future.
Yeah.
So.
Steven Seagal, 67 today.
Oh, and his ponytail.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And like you say, we don't talk too often about the people of the past, but Dandy Don Meredith was born on this date. He was one of those people in that Monday Night Football thing.
From Marshall.
When that was the only game in town. Is that right?
I believe so.
Mount Vernon.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. It was one of those northeast Texas towns.
That's it. All right, 622.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Facebook continuing to reveal itself as an anti-conservative, radical, safe place for the left. Latest example comes from the social media giant when they informed Trump-supporting duo, our friends Diamond and Silk, that they were, quote, unsafe to the community. What does that mean? Now, after their post and video views dropped dramatically since September, Diamond and Silk, they decided to reach out to Facebook, find out why their followers were no longer receiving notifications for their new content. Well, Facebook responded and said, quote, the policy team has come to the conclusion that your content and your brand have been determined unsafe to the community. Mark Zuckerberg, what is so unsafe about two amazing, smart, talented women that just happen to support our president? He has a lot of questions to answer on Capitol Hill today.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Folks at H&R Block want to remind you, yeah, tax time's coming up. It'll be here pretty soon because, after all, it's the 10th, which means a week from today it is due. If you haven't gotten your stuff together, then let the folks at H&R Block get you through this year. They are the tax professionals. They'll find every last deduction. If you're one of those procrastinators, and you probably are right now, or it could be that you know you owe taxes and you don't want to do the work yourself, then let them find every one of those deductions for you. H&R Block guarantees to do it right, or it is free. So why not get the most experienced tax pros doing the work for you? That's H&R Block. You can call and make an appointment, or you can just walk in. Four convenient locations to serve you in the area in College Station on Texas Avenue in the Cole Shopping Center. They've got two locations in Bryan, one at the corner of East 29th Street and Carter Creek, and then the other location is next to the Kroger on Boonville. And if you're in Caldwell, then they have an easy-to-find location on Highway 21 across from the Convention Center. It's H&R Block, the tax professionals.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, two or four passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that, and so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
Good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Need a new roof due to recent high winds and hail damage? For over 40 years, United Roofing has been been your roofing insurance specialist. You can give them a call, and they're local. Remember, it's 846-ROOF, no 800 number. Visit UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, here we go. Look for a high temperature today, about 75 degrees with north winds near 10 miles an hour tonight. Clear and probably lower 50s. Then tomorrow, how about 80 degrees with winds out of the south? That's what Wednesday looked like. And Thursday, maybe even a little bit warmer at 83 or so. Same thing for Friday, but we have a 50-50 chance of some showers going on as we'll have a frontal passage. And then Saturday, what they're telling us is mostly sunny skies and a high near 71 degrees and a little bit warmer for Sunday and then even on into Monday. So once we get through this little shower activity, looks like a pretty ideal weekend. Right now we've got 53 out there.
Jennifer Kuschenko with your money now. China is filing a complaint with the World Trade Organization against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum products. The Geneva-based trade body says China's requested 60 days of consultations with the U.S. to resolve the dispute. If the two sides can't agree on a solution, the next step could be for Beijing to request a ruling from a panel of trade experts. In the 135 days since the Trump administration took control of the nation's consumer watchdog agency, it has not recorded a single enforcement action against banks, credit card companies, debt collectors, or any finance companies. That's likely no fluke. Mick Mulvaney, appointed acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in late November, promised to shrink the Bureau's mandate and take a much softer approach to enforcement, and he's kept his word. The Bureau issued an average of 2 to 4 enforcement actions a month under former Director Richard Cordray, President Obama's appointee. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board now has 6 options to adjust boundaries of Consolidated and College Station high schools. 2 more maps were unveiled during a 2-hour workshop last night. Those are on the school district's website at csisd.org. Administrators also told board members the idea of making the dividing line either Rock Prairie Road or the freeway would widen the difference of low-income students on the 2 campuses. That's a conclusion that was expected by board member Michael Wesson.
I don't think there's anybody at this table who thought this was a good option, but we get asked about this so frequently. Why don't we just split things north and south, that you see essentially what you have to do to make the population numbers look even halfway reasonable? And I would bargain to say, if you didn't dip down as far as you did on the east side, the truth is, if you'd drawn just a true east-west line divided north and south, that line would have been below College Station High School.
There was no discussion of expanding grandfathering to this year's eighth graders, something asked by almost half of the speakers at last week's public hearing. School Board President Jeff Harris is Scott's guest later this morning on the show. Today starts the annual Stress in Public Schools for Students, Parents, and Educators. That is the state-mandated STAR tests.
Certainly testing is always a challenge, but I also think right now it's a reality of measurement. That's something we have to get through.
Bryan School Board President Mark McCall on our show says state officials have changed their mind about high school students opting out of state tests if their ACT or SAT scores were high enough.
What I understand as late as Friday, this past Friday, that was revised to say that they could test out with a met expectations instead of at the higher level. So they just met the minimum expectations, which of course for a lot of our students, a lot of our schools, and a lot of the rankings where all these measurements go into play, including the controversial A through D rating.
McCall says they keep getting mixed signals from the state about what counts and what doesn't count towards campus ratings. But he says the bottom line is doing what's right for Bryan ISD students. Residents living in 16 units of a College Station apartment complex were displaced following a fire yesterday afternoon. The College Station Fire Department reported no injuries from the call to Campus Crossing Apartments on Merriam Pugh. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Upon arrival, firefighters reported heavy fire coming from the front of the first floor of the 2-story building. The fire spread to the 2nd story and the attic space. The fire was brought under control within 30 minutes. CSFD reports 16 residents will be assisted by their Community Action Response Team, the Red Cross, and apartment management. The ongoing expansion and renovation of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center is going to take longer following an unexpected expense. At the last College Station City Council meeting, approval was given to the project's sixth change order. The $220,000 addition will include removing more than 3,400 square feet of floor tile that contains asbestos. The latest change order will also replace the existing roof, switch lighting fixtures to LED, and get new doors and windows. This will add another month of construction to the project, which was approved by voters in College Station's 2008 bond issue. A College Station man who survived being shot almost 8 years ago is headed to prison.
The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 39-year-old Edward Figures admitted to threatening his sister with a knife in February of last year. Figures also pleaded guilty to at least five other crimes, including assaulting his girlfriend 3 years ago. Figures was sentenced to a total of 12 years. In June 2010, Figures was shot twice in the midsection during an argument. At the time of the shooting, Bryan police reported the wounds were not life-threatening. An inmate at the Brazos County Jail is headed to prison after admitting to slamming a detention officer into a wall last year. According to the DA's office, the 25-year sentence given to 35-year-old Roderick Manley was due to his criminal history. The detention officer received multiple cuts and bruises from the assault. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M is cutting its ties with a Chinese organization that could pose a threat to U.S. security.
The move comes after two Texas congressmen, Michael McCaul and Henry Cuellar, warned the Confucius Institute could be used by the Beijing government to gather intelligence through its association with several Texas schools. Texas A&M and Prairie View A&M immediately issued statements saying the school's ties with the institute will be dropped. Officials at UT Dallas, UT San Antonio, Texas Southern, and the Houston ISD are considering their next moves after getting the request from McCaul and Cuellar. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 53 degrees. Be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers.
Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The Bush Library and Museum is excited to announce its newest exhibit, Leonardo da Vinci Machines in Motion. This exhibit presents over 30 full-scale machines that were built after an in-depth study of Leonardo da Vinci's designs by a group of scientists and skilled craftsmen. Museum guests can interact and manipulate the machines, including a revolving crane, pillar lift, oil press, a robot, and much more. The exhibit will be on display through January 6th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Hey, Jake, would you get an entry gate made for us this year?
Sure thing. I just called the good folks at Jackrabbit Manufacturing.
Hold your horses. I thought it was Smack Habit Carbo Loading. You know, the company with the great metal finishings.
Jackrabbit is a powder coating facility as well as a metal fabricating shop specializing in design, plasma cutting, welding, fabrication, and powder coating.
So Jackrabbit gerrymandering. I got it.
That's right, Earl. Jackrabbit Manufacturing and Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
Tag!
TAG, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for TAG. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 3rd.
Just point, click, permit, TAG, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Pretty close to 640, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine's in today's forecast. Should actually be a very nice day. Temperatures later this afternoon between 70 and 75. High pressure will keep the weather clear tonight. Lows 50 to 55. More sun tomorrow. It's going to be breezy. Highs, they're going to be close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, breezy, 60 to 65. Partial sunshine and breezy Thursday. There could be a shower or two, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's the Lone Star Showdown. It's the hardball edition. Texas A&M and Texas is going to be squaring off at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Now, Coach Rob Childress met with the media yesterday to preview a little bit about the Horns.
They're playing incredibly well. They lost the first two games at Kansas State a couple of weeks ago. Found a way to win on Sunday, and here they've run six in a row off, coming off a sweep against Baylor and doing a really good job.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach about the Horns coming up, previewing that matchup, also talking a little Major League Baseball. The Astros won last night. The Rangers lost. There you go. Spoiler alert once again. So we'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
So, you know, the big spring football game at Texas A&M is this weekend.
Heard something about that, yeah.
Arkansas had theirs last weekend, I think, 40-ish type football weather, which was, you know, okay. However, Alabama yesterday, they weren't able to practice football.
Oh.
They were at the White House. Yeah, just saying.
College football's defending national champion Alabama Crimson Tide will visit the White House today
for an
afternoon greeting from President Trump. Okay. Some players from championship teams like the NBA's Golden State Warriors and the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles didn't hesitate to say they would not visit the White House, but one Alabama player telling a Crimson Tide football blog that head coach Nick Saban told the team that they were all going regardless of anyone's political thoughts. It's Alabama's second trip to the White House in the last 3 years. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
There you go.
Good for
Nick has spoken.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Nick, remember they talked to Nick last time there was the presidential election while he was munching on his Little Debbie, and he's a Little Debbie snack cake, they say, every morning.
Oatmeal cream pie.
Those are delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are.
He said he hated to admit that he didn't know that it was election day. So I don't know if he went ahead and voted, but...
when you're Nick Saban, it doesn't matter who's in office, you're still going to win.
That's right, exactly. So, but he's making all his players go, which is, you know, probably a pretty good thing, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so the president's attorney got raided.
Federal agents raided the New York home and office of Michael Cohen, as well as a hotel room where he's staying, seizing documents related to a number of topics, including hush money paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. He expressed frustration about the Russia probe in the cabinet room.
There was no collusion at all. No collusion.
Prompting Fox's John Decker to ask,
why don't I just fire Mueller? Fire the guy. Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats have one message for the president. Don't use the raid as a reason to fire the special counsel. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
So there you go. You got that going on. We'll talk to the Jeff Harris, who's the president of the College Station School Board at 8:30 this morning. You're hearing the stories about how they're working with trying to get things rezoned there again.
And they've got more choices now.
Yep. And then they'll have more meetings too. So
yep.
There you are. So I don't know. There seems to be a deal where now we are putting education and hunger together.
Okay.
Education and hunger. First, this is from Montana.
The school district in Helena, Montana, approved a policy last spring, but hoped not to use it. It says that despite offering free or reduced cost lunches, it's now warning families to square up on their unpaid lunch debt, or they'll be turned over to a collection agency. The district says total unpaid school lunch debt is topped $100,000 and that they've tried numerous times to make contact. The district says it has a fiscal responsibility to get the debt resolved and that students will not be denied meals. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
So where do you go with that? You're the school district. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're supposed to be getting paid for this by the parents, and the parents aren't paying.
Right.
Knowing that you're not going to quit feeding their kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to kick them out of school.
No. Don't know how you can. And then, of course, you look like the bad guy.
Right, if you try to make a stink about it.
And I don't know, but I'm going to guess in all of Helena, Montana, of those parents who are not paying their lunch as they should, they might be, like, subscribing to Netflix. You
right.
Know?
Right.
They might be spending.
I think there might be a few that are spending that money elsewhere.
That's and that's, again, that has to do with legal
stuff. On
something
that's not necessary. And then necessary.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, they could be spending it illegally. But who
True.
Are we to talk about that?
Yeah,
right.
I don't know anything about Montana.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, unless you're going to jack up the taxes, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't understand how you can charge folks. They just might have to eat that money.
Yeah, eat it, so to speak. All right, so, and then there's the Texas Tribune. And the Texas Tribune does some interesting things. They have a story out there. The headline says, as college costs rise, some Texas students go hungry. Will food scholarships help?
Hmm.
I would take a food scholarship.
Well, I understand, but you're not eligible anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But what's also interesting is, and so they talk about this, and the examples that they basically use are from Houston Community College.
Okay.
Which is a little bit different situation than your large universities.
Right.
In that those kiddos, these are kind of like commuter colleges, commuter schools, where they don't live on campus.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to better themselves, which is certainly understandable and commendable, and you want them to do that. But they're telling the story that because it costs so much, there is this unmet need because the price of attendance minus any public grants and financial aid and that kind of thing is about $8,000 at state schools in the last figures that the Texas Tribune used. So you got to pay for school. You got to pay for food. What do you do? And so do you come up with food scholarships?
Hmm.
So it was an interesting story. And then I see, well, a little bit farther down the page, wow, there's the academic building of College Station, Texas at Texas A&M.
Really?
And that one says, how has rising tuition costs changed the way you live? And what this is a questionnaire that they are asking students to fill out. What university or community college or technical school do you attend? How do you pay to attend? How has the rising cost of tuition affected the way you live? And then, you know, other information, your email address. Now, what I find interesting about this is they're going to build a story out of this information, and this is a false way to gather information. Because if you are okay, if you've got enough money to pay for food and education, you're probably not going to do this. You're probably not going to fill out this questionnaire.
Right.
So, okay, we'll get some information, but I'm hoping they don't try to extrapolate something out of there that they really can't about how many students go to bed hungry. And I'm not trying to be callous about this
right.
situation. But understand that there are a whole bunch of different circumstances, and when you start talking about all the kids that go to college in Texas, there's a whole lot of different stories out there.
Sure.
No. How do you go after that? How do you
find out that information?
Or how do you help these kids out who are genuinely working hard
right.
to improve themselves, but they don't have enough money to buy their food?
Yeah. And, I mean, do you give more academic scholarships than expect people to budget the money they're saving there?
Well, and that's a good point. That'd be a good way to do that because then you're asking for some sort of responsibility from them.
Right.
So again,
and you're also not limiting them as well, because you're saying you can use this money however you see fit. You can either use this for school, you can use this for, you know, whatever, housing, or you can use it for.
Hello. Ooh.
Most people realize that the Democrat Party is the one that started the school lunch program. What they don't understand is that the reason that the school lunch program was set up was not to help kids improve in school. It was because after World War II, students weren't, or people coming out of schools were not strong enough to carry weapons into combat, and they needed to make sure they had an army that they could stand up after the Second World War.
Huh. Okay. I don't know. That's an interesting
weren't strong enough to hold guns?
Yeah. That's anyway, that's what okay. The caller says. Nonetheless, with all that going on, hunger in America, and of course, we run public service announcements all the time about this, but we don't normally think about the idea of someone who is trying to get a degree beyond high school being in a situation where, I mean, again, working toward a degree, and they don't have enough money for food. So, anyhow, Texas Monthly is doing a little bit on that, and there you are, 650.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You probably don't think of pruning as a prime spring activity, but for some of your most important plants, that spring trim is critical. Sharpen your shears, make your plans for the weekend. Spring pruning is important. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752- grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. When we talk about spring pruning, spring flowering shrubs and vines are the main candidates. They produce all their flower buds on the prior year's growth, which means that you absolutely must not prune them during the winter. However, once they finish flowering, new stem and leaf growth follows very closely. That means that you have a very short window during which you can trim and reshape them to guide that new growth in the most attractive direction. Flowering quince, as a first example, gets tall and rangy if it's not trimmed in the spring. Remove the tallest stems back into the crown of the plant, but leave no stubs. Prune them flush with other branches. You should end up with a symmetrical and reasonably rounded shrub, probably 4 to 5 feet tall at the tallest. Now that's for the regular flowering quince. Azaleas will produce vertical shoots that may extend beyond the bodies of their plants. Some varieties are much more likely to produce that growth, so they will definitely need help the day after the last petals fall. While you're pruning your azaleas, remember too to top dress them with fresh peat and bark organic mix. Also to apply a sulfur iron soil additive if you're in an area where they tend to show iron deficiency. Other spring flowering shrubs that will need consideration now include bridal wreath and camellias, gardenias, pomegranates, and oleanders as they finish blooming. In each case, try to maintain an attractive and natural shape to the plants and always try to prune them soon after they finish flowering. Forsythia is certainly in that category as well. Some of our vines also bloom early each spring, and these too need to be reshaped soon after they finish flowering. Lady Banksia roses, as well as other once-blooming climbing and bush roses, should be pruned after their flowers fall. Trim and reshape the plants, removing all the dead stubble and weak, non-productive growth. Wisterias must be pruned after the flowering season, even in years when they fail to bloom. To prune them significantly at any other season would merely reduce or prevent their bloom the next spring. Avoid pruning really large branches if possible, although you can certainly remove individual limbs flush with the trunk or other branches. Leave no stubs, since that would result in erratic, undesirable growth. Carolina jessamine is pruned in the spring, both to tidy the plants and to remove any stems that may have been broken during cultivation of beds or mowing. Some of your annual and perennial plants will need minor shaping as they grow and develop in spring and summer. Copper plants, for example, get tall and lanky. Pinch out the growing tips. The same with fall asters and also with Mexican bush sage. I'm Neil Sperry, the Hibiscus Clan in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:55. The hardball edition of the Lone Star Showdown comes to Olson tonight as the 19th-ranked Aggies play host to Texas. Coach Rob Childers calls it a rivalry that has withstood the test of time.
Well, it's certainly a historic rivalry, one that, you know, goes across the country. Talking about as big as any, and you know, this time of year, to me, it's a really good time to be playing this game. You spend so much emotion on the weekends in the Big 12 or the SEC that a lot of times you got to do an awful great job to get your teams ready to play on Tuesday night, and tomorrow should be no problem for either program. The kids have known each other, grown up competing against one another, and it ought to be a great game tomorrow night, and it ought to be great for the fans. We ought to have a great crowd. The weather's supposed to be good, and it should be a lot of fun.
Coach, and the Aggies are fresh off a big series win over LSU, while Texas has shaken off a rocky start to win six straight. Here's Childress on the horns.
They're playing incredibly well. They lost the first two games at Kansas State a couple of weeks ago. Found a way to win on Sunday, and here they've run six in a row off, coming off a sweep against Baylor and doing a really good job. Clemens is a guy that, you know, can really raise your blood pressure. Very competitive kid, and he's really hot from an offensive standpoint. And big, strong, physical kid hitting behind him. Zubias can challenge the fences from foul pole to foul pole. So they're hot. They're playing really well right now. We feel the same way. It ought to be a great game tomorrow.
First pitch between the Aggies and Horns is tonight at 6 o'clock at Olson. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And staying on the diamond, junior right-hander Mitchell Kilkenny has been named Southeastern Conference Co-Pitcher of the Week after logging a complete game victory over LSU Saturday. Kilkenny yielded just one run on five hits and one walk while striking out four as he improved to 7-0 on the season. Now head out to the basketball court. Some offseason hoops news as Texas A&M forward DJ Hogue has announced he will forego his senior season and take part in the NBA draft. Now Hogue has said that he will hire an agent. Previously, some players had said that they were testing the NBA draft waters. As long as they don't hire an agent, they can return to school. However, with Hogue hiring one, that means that he is, in fact, leaving school. Texas A&M's Amber Park and Maddie Zarek are tied for the individual lead following day one of the Dale McNamara Invitational. Each finished at 1-under through the first two rounds. Now, as a team, the Aggs sit in second place at 18-over, six strokes behind tournament leader Oklahoma State. The third and final round is set for this morning at 8:30 at Tulsa Country Club. Justin Verlander struck out 9 over 7 dominant innings. Carlos Correa had two hits and scored twice as the Houston Astros beat the Twins in Minnesota last night 2-0. Verlander was in control throughout on a chilly night with a first pitch temperature of 35 degrees. Tonight's game two is not much better with a temperature of roughly 41 degrees set for 7:10. In Arlington, Albert Pujols slugged his 616th career homer, and the LA Angels rolled over the Texas Rangers 8-3. Texas's bullpen surrendered 5 runs, 4 earned, and 4 2/3 innings as the Rangers fall to 4-8 on the year. will try to bounce back tonight against the Halos when the two teams square off at 7:05. Rudy Gay scored 18 points, Manu Ginobili added 17, and the San Antonio Spurs rallied late to beat the Sacramento Kings 98-85 last night and clinched their 21st straight postseason appearance. Coach Greg Popovich, of course, has been there for every single one of them. Here he is after the win.
You know, 48 minutes is a long time. And in an NBA game, things go back and forth. You know, sometimes one of the scariest things for a team is to go up quickly in the first quarter because it oftentimes changes back. But our defense kicked in. They scored 35 in the second half, and that's what we have to be about. Sometimes we're going to have droughts offensively. But our defense has to keep us in ball games. In the second half, we played really good defense.
Pop and the Spurs will wrap up the season tomorrow. Now the Dallas Mavericks hold their season finale tonight as they host Phoenix at 7:30, and Houston will be in L.A. taking on the Lakers at 9:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month, the Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center.
70,
the Pool Guy.
74 for a high today, 53 now. WTAW College Station.